Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is one of the great futurists living today, and he's the first person to popularize the paradigm shifts, which turned my life around 30 years ago, my way of thinking about the world. He's the author of a number of books, including my favorite, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. He's a filmmaker extraordinaire, and he's our good friend, Joel. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be back.
Good to have you back. He's coming up on 12 years. He's been hanging out with us, and we're so fortunate to have him spend his time with us. Joel, one of the things one of the great implications that you pointed out to us years ago that continues to pay off is the carbon. Some of the new things we've seen with carbon, the nanification of carbon, and including the graphene, especially graphene, right?
Yes, but I love your nanification. That's a new word. That's a good word.
I keep coining new words. Nanification. Tell us about it.
Yep,
The first one is they combined handmade and high tech together, didn't they?
Yeah. What's interesting that's going on here is, and we've talked about this, hinted at it, so that's why this is so important. The discovery of nanofibers and carbon nanofibers and their enormous strength and their wonderful conductivity all sat relatively unapproachable because the pieces were so small you couldn't get material to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're seeing,
because they're at the atomic level, right?
Yeah, you're talking things so small that thousands of them can fit across the width of a human hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that when you're talking nano, you're talking small.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the point. Our friends at Rice University, who have been really pushing a materials process, they are a leader in many areas, have figured out how to now make, it's not bulk nanofibers, but it's enough fibers in an hour that used to take weeks.
Hmm.
And so all of a sudden, in a matter of a couple of hours, you as a scientist, you as a researcher, can have the material to work with. And what's interesting is this is, and I think we've talked about this once before, the same thing happened to aluminum. When aluminum was first found, it was, oh, this is neat, but you can't do anything with it because they didn't know how to make it. Then they started figuring out how to make it in bulk so they could handle it.
Right.
But for the longest time, it was more valuable than gold because it was so hard to make.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're seeing with nanofibers is the same thing. So hard to make, very little. We're now moving to the point where we might be able to commercialize it. And the proof to this is what Callaway golf balls have done. This has cracked me up. They now have a graphene coating around the first layer, inside the first layer of the golf ball, which significantly improves the golf ball's flight and spin rate.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. This is so typical. If you remember, carbon fibers showed up first in tennis rackets.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's here we have graphene showing up in golf balls.
But it's not just carbon fiber. It's graphene. It's the new
graphene.
New carbon.
No, thank you. That's
it's
right.
The new carbon,
it's
right?
It's not just carbon fibers. It is the most powerful, most strongest material. And here's the thing. Before, we could make graphene in flat sheets fairly economically. But to curve it and form it was difficult because it's so strong.
Right.
They figured out how to curve it into a sphere.
Mm-hmm. And now the golf ball still flies far, but it also lands soft because of this.
Exactly.
This
and it's much, and it's a much stronger golf ball, and it's only
and
one.
And that's the holy grail for golfers, isn't it?
Oh, I'll tell you, if you want to get a group.
Fly far and land soft.
They will buy that ball. I'm going to buy the ball. Heck, it's a business expense for me now.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So this is another example, folks, of how graphene is one layer of graphene is at the atomic level, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And if you try and match it up with steel, it's 100 times stronger than steel.
And conducts electricity better than almost
copper.
Anything. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the material of the 21st
century. We don't even know all the benefits we'll have from it. And so find it. Probably a good idea to find a graphene-related company and invest in them. JoelBarker.com, right?
Yep, JoelBarker.com. And all they do is click on a short look at the long view, and they can see all the stuff on graphene that's woven in amongst the other things that I found.
It'll be fascinating. I'm looking forward to how graphene is going to change cars in the future when the frame of the car is made of graphene, but the frame is also part of the battery.
Yeah, absolutely.
Think about that.
It's so light you have to tie down your car.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Joel Barker, joelbarker.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about some new medical breakthroughs. Stay with us.
The way you sound, say goodnight. Rain on, it's a crazy feeling.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.